Welcome back to the Stain Gang Podcast as we're back for another year of Midwestern State football in the direction of head coach Rick Trenor, who's beginning his second season. It all gets started Saturday night in Joplin, Missouri, as Midwestern State visits Missouri Southern. That's the team that Rick Trenor picked up his first collegiate win as a head coach against a year ago. What do you remember about that night?
Oh, special night. Special night, just obviously Thursday night football, which was awesome. You know, we hadn't had a Thursday night game since I've been here in 18 years and got that opportunity for that. And, you know, and then obviously having my family there and having a good friend there from Tennessee was awesome. From Clarksville, Tennessee, Brian Shirk, and was there to support me. And it was a great game. I mean, obviously a defensive game. It's what I remember at halftime. And
the first points came off of safety.
Safety, that's right. How ironic was that? You know, so defense scored their first points in my head coaching debut. But, you know, being able to pull out that victory was very special. And it was a beautiful night. And great fan support and, you know, and the student body and what have you, and the president being there. So
obviously that was a home game. This is a road game. But aside from that, what's the difference between this year's season opener against Missouri Southern and the game you played last year?
Well, I think last year when we opened the game, you know, I felt a little bit more kind of knew what we had, felt a little bit more comfortable with knowing the players more. When you have 96 new guys, it's a lot different going into that first game. You don't know what you got and what you don't have. We've been beating on each other for 3 weeks, and you don't know if you've you know, how good you really are or not until you play somebody. And so going into that first game last year, at least we kind of had an idea of where what we could do and what we couldn't do, you know, defensively as well as offensively. We knew our weaknesses and our strengths. And, you know, obviously we think we're better this year than we were last year. But until you play somebody, you don't know.
What have you learned about your team in the last 3 weeks?
Well, I've learned about my team has been really good, is just how our team is hungry to win and how they're motivated to win. They want to win. And we've got, 19 seniors that, you know, want to go out as a winner, and they want to go and flip the program back to what Midwestern used to be. And they've been sacrificing and putting in the hard work and dedication to this point. And so, you know, again, until adversity hits, you never know what kind of team you have, but we're going to hit adversity. Missouri Southern's a very good football team. And, what I've learned is this team is very, you know, they work together. They played well together so far. And I'm excited to see the potential this team has.
You talked about getting back to what Midwestern State used to be. What does that take?
Well, no, what that takes is, you know, obviously a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of execution on both sides of the ball and in special teams. And we've got to get back to scoring points. We got to get back to stopping people on defense. And I thought defensively, you know, we did a good job scoring on defense last year. We scored a lot of points on defense. But we also gave up quite a bit of touchdowns and in points in certain games, and especially against the topper echelons of the Lone Star Conference where we should be. And so we've got to do a better job defensively of not giving up big plays and giving up touchdowns, as well as scoring points offensively to keep our defense off the field and keep them fresh.
Well, I was going to say your defense was under a lot of pressure last year because the offense had trouble moving the ball. How much better will you be offensively this year?
Well, you hope we're going to be a whole lot better. I mean, I got new offensive coordinator, new quarterback coach, new offensive line coach, new receiver coach. I mean, we basically got a new offensive staff
It's a new offense.
It's a whole new offense. And, you know, and it looks good in practice. And quarterbacks are getting better each and every day. And I think we've got a deeper quarterback room this year than we did last year, which definitely helps. We went through three quarterbacks last year, two to broken legs. And then the third one obviously broke his finger. And so I think, you know, obviously we've got a whole lot more quarterbacks this year, and I feel like that they're, you know, becoming more efficient with the ball, and we're not throwing as many interceptions as we did, last year at this time. And so I just feel like that, you know, I think I'm hoping and praying that obviously we're in a better position than we were last year.
You mentioned the new offensive coordinator, and talking to him, the word he always uses is attack. He wants to attack. What does that mean?
Well, attacking means you just always want to keep the defense on their heels. You always want to control the tempo and control that, you know, what they're doing in a sense of, you know, formation wise and play wise and play calling wise. And attacking means, again, trying to score on every play that that they're out there and that they touch the ball. And so, again, that's a great mentality to have. Obviously, when you go three and out and you don't spend much time going three and out, then it can definitely affect the defense too. So, but I love the attacking mentality. I mean, that's what we wanted to do last year. We had to kind of pull back a little bit last year and slow it down just because of the situations of injuries that we had across the board. And so, again, what I've known about this year's team is that we are a lot less injured than we were last year at this time. I would contribute that to a lot of things. I think our kids did a great job all summer long working out and working with Coach Adams. And Coach Adams is probably one of the best in the country in getting our kids ready to play a game or going through a season. And then you've got a great trainer in Gary Deem. You know, Gary Deem has obviously won the training award or all, you know, the best trainer in the conference award for many, many years here. And he's been a fixture here since 2001 at Midwestern, but also in the Lone Star Conference. He's been here a long time. Obviously went to school at Eastern New Mexico and did his GA ship there. And so we're just, again, fortunate to have Gary Deem here as well as Dylan Adams to keep our kids healthy and on the field, and that helps a lot and makes a big difference.
Kirk Bryant comes from Texas Tech, so a lot of people are expecting an air raid offense. Is that what we should be expecting?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to throw the football. I think we've got to throw the football with the talent that we have at receiver and the quarterbacks that we've got in the room. But, you know, can you protect long enough as an O-line? We still got to be able to run the football. And I think, you know, as we go along through this, I think, you know, obviously the pass always sets up the run and vice versa. The run sets up the pass. And so I think he's, you know, going to figure that out. And, you know, we can say that mean an air raid offense, we're going to throw it a lot, and if that's what it takes to win, we're going to do whatever it takes, whether it's run the ball or throw it.
You got a lot of beef up front this year. It's a bigger offensive line.
It is a little bigger offensive line. We still got the same five guys starting that were starting last year, and I think they've gotten better and improved and developed over the last year, but we also have deeper in depth with those beefier offensive linemen that we brought in. And so as those guys continue to get better and better and better, and whether they overtake the starting role or not was yet to be seen. But nevertheless, last year going into this, we didn't have very much depth at O-line, and that hurt as well. And so as we went through the season, it was a struggle, you know, to put piecemeal that together. And so, so again, as long as we don't have a ton of injuries, and the good Lord's been good to us to this point, far as injuries, we didn't have, you know, any major injuries, knock on wood, that has kept kids out of the season. So we're very blessed and fortunate to have that.
Let's talk about the defensive side of the football, where you spent so many years here at Midwestern State as the defensive coordinator. Blake Frazier going into his second year as the defensive coordinator. You're not going to find a more enthusiastic coach than Blake Frazier, and he seems really excited about what he can do defensively this year.
Yes, sir. I think that 1 year under his belt really helped, like anybody, you know, helping you after 1 year to get adjusted to what the conference is like and the play calling and just the different type of offensive schemes is going to help him for sure. Obviously, we've got more depth at certain positions that we didn't have last year, particularly in the secondary, and we've got some young guys that, you know, we're excited to see him play, and it's had a great camp to this point. And so I think he's excited about the defense just with the talent that we have, but also to the depth.
Do you think you'll see his approach any different this year because he's got more and in theory anyway, better personnel?
You know, I don't know if the approach will be any much different. I think, you know, I think it'll stay the same. I think the biggest thing will be is just the rotation of players and being able to get more guys in there, staying fresher longer and not having to play with the same guys, you know, play in and play out to where, you know, we didn't have anybody to put in. And so now we can rotate, substitute, and we can keep guys fresher longer and hopefully, you know, keep them healthy.
What about special teams?
Special teams, obviously, is always a challenge. You know, I'm running the punt team, and we've got other coaches running the other phases of the special teams. But, you know, I think, you know, the returners are always big. You know, having good returners, I think we've upgraded ourselves there. Punting-wise, you know, we'll see there. We're still got a race to see who that punter's going to be. We've got a few candidates, and right now I'm not too pleased with our punters at this moment, but we'll figure it out by the time game time comes on Saturday. And then obviously kickoff, you know, we've got a young freshman that's untested that, you know, that transferred in from another school. And so we'll hope that, you know, he obviously does well. And again, there's going to be a lot of ifs in that first game just because, you know, of unknowns, because guys are going to be playing for the first time.
Well, I can solve your punting problem. just get first downs.
Get first downs. That's exactly right. That's a great solution, and I hope that happens. I hope we don't have to punt.
How much different is Missouri Southern this year?
You know, I think it's going to be a lot different. I think all teams are going to be different this year than normal in the past, just because of the rule changes of the transfer portal, and a lot of people have brought new guys in. When I say new guys, a lot of newer guys, and a lot of them where in years past you bring in new faces here and there, but not as many. Like I said, we brought in 96 new guys that have never played a down for us. So that is going to be interesting, and that has been a chore these last 3 weeks, trying to mold them into one and get them all on the same page and buying in. But also, too, with Missouri Southern, I mean, they've got a new quarterback. Their quarterback transferred out. They've got a new guy that came in that obviously is a guy that you know, has been waiting for the reins to play, and now he's ready to go. And so, you know, again, this will probably be his first start, you know, playing and starting out the season. And then they've got some big guys up front, you know, which they had big guys last year up front. So I'd assume they're going to play MIAA ball and try to run the ball down our throat defensively, you know, since we're not very huge on the front line there on the defensive line. And so we've got to do a great job staying in our gap, getting off blocks, playing with our hands, and pursuing to the football.
You mentioned 96 new guys, and you're making your first road trip right out of the box. How tough is that?
You know, it's very tough because you got a lot of guys that don't know, as well as coaches. They don't know the routine and the procedures, and so as a head coach, you know, I'm coaching the coaches as well. I'm coaching the players and keeping everybody organized, but that's, you know, a job. That's my job as a head coach, and it's fun, and it's just different. It's just nice when you have guys that have been with you a little bit that knows the routine and kind of, or the players, that you don't have to go over every little detail to make sure they're on point and make sure everything goes smoothly. But you know, it's part of the game now because of the rule changes, and I think this is going to be something that people are going to see quite often, that you're going to see a lot of new faces coming and going every year just because of the rule changes.
You mentioned you got great depth in the quarterback room. Have you got a starting quarterback?
We do. We do. Mr. Longino will be our starting quarterback. He you know, obviously they competed for the last 3 weeks with all the quarterbacks in the room, and it's still a close second to see who that second backup quarterback is. Actually there's three guys battling for it, which is Andrew Knable, Sean Jastrup, which was both of those guys started for us last year, and Josh Thomas, which is a new guy that came in with Mr. Longino, Jacoby Longino. And so,
and he transferred in from Lamar and saw some playing time at Lamar.
He did. And obviously you know, was expected to be a starter there until their quarterback came back for a fifth or sixth year, and so therefore he hit the portal because he wanted to play, and obviously came here, and we got him, you know, right before camp, and so obviously he won the job, and we're excited to have him. He's a lefty, so it's just a little bit different than what you're, you know, used to seeing out there, but he's an athletic kid, very good kid, and very mature, and so we'll see how he does.
Does being left-handed affect the other 10 guys on the field?
You know, I think it does if you allow it to, but I think just how the ball spins a little bit for the receivers, but they've been catching him all, you know, all three, these last 3 weeks, all of camp, and so I don't think it affects us, you know, for us, but maybe for the defense it's a little bit different because it's a little different how the ball's coming out than what they're used to.
What did he do to win the job? How did he separate himself from the other guys in that quarterback?
Well, that's a great question. You know, just his completion percentages. You know, Coach Brian did a great job of charting every pace practice and he rotated those guys with the ones and twos and threes. Constantly rotating them so that it wasn't always one guy always with the ones or the best receivers, and then, you know, the guys in the back didn't have very good receivers. And so, but he looked at, you know, interceptions thrown, he looked at completions, he looked at drop balls, you know, whether it was catchable or not, or whether it was a bad throw. And he determined those percentages and then obviously compared them throughout the 3 weeks. And we came up with obviously it was definitely there was a difference there between Longino and the other guys. And again, it's hard because you're not hitting the quarterback. You're not tackling him. So, maybe, you know, a hit here, a hit there could have, you know, changed the course of that practice or of that stat. But nevertheless, you know, we went off with the data we had and how we were able to evaluate it. And so Longino came out on top.
Just before you started camp, the news broke that the city is going to buy Sykes Mall, the university, is going to have part of that. They're going to build a new football stadium. We're talking about 5 or 6 years down the road. But what does that mean for the football program?
Well, I think it means big things, not only for the city of Wichita Falls and the university here at Midwestern State and just the city and the commitment that that they're doing, but also, too, for the football program, you know, to continue to grow the, you know, the program that Coach Maskell built before, you know, I got here, and then obviously coaching with him and continuing to build that championships. And I just think that, you know, with facilities is big in a sense of the stadium. You know, you always want to have a nice stadium that you can show the, you know, around the kids too. But again, we, you know, obviously the facilities have, you know, have been, you know, the same since I've been here, and except for the locker room that we got in 2009, which is again phenomenal. But just having that football facility and having that talk to be able to expand and you know, people in our conference have gotten new facilities since I've been here in the last 19 years. And so it's nice to see that, you know, that obviously the commitment that the university is to the program, but also to the athletics and what have you, that and the city that wants that football program. And so it's big. It helps in recruiting. It helps in just all the buzz, you know, around the state of Texas, but also around the country.
Having it near campus helps too?
Most definitely. I think anytime you have it near the campus, it helps in a sense because of travel for students, or students can walk and walk back, and so there's not an excuse for them not to be able to go. And then obviously, you know, obviously being that close and seeing the lights and things to do, it gives a lot of people things and entertainment to go see.
Is there a motto or a phrase that the team has latched on to before the start of this season?
Well, our motto is all we need is our motto this year, and basically stating it is that, you know, we have what we need to win, and this is all we got. This is all we need. You know what I mean? That there is no looking around thinking somebody's going to walk in the door, or we, you know, make excuses here, make excuses there. We've, you know, this is all we got, and this is in this room, in this team, in this, you know, in this 111, whatever you want to call it, this that's out there on the field, and then this is all we need, you know. So, which means we're going to get the job done.
All we need Saturday night to win, Coach.
Amen. That's what we're praying for.
What will be the key to getting a victory on Saturday?
You know, the big key is again, number one, you got to be physical on defense. You got to be physical on offense. You got to own the line of scrimmage, and we've got to do that on both sides of the ball, whether it's running or throwing, whatever the case may be. We've got to make sure that we get pressure on both quarterbacks, you know, their quarterbacks, as well as not allow pressure on our quarterback. And then obviously we've got to be able to, like you said, get first downs, obviously not punt very much and score a lot of points. And then defensively, we've got to be able to stop and get off the field on third down and get the ball up to our offense as much as we can so that they can have as many opportunities possible to score.
So it's 2025 and the game's still won in the trenches.
Yes, sir, always.
Coach, always great to see you. I'm looking so forward to this season. Watching you in camp got me kind of jazzed about what's coming up this year. So we'll see how it unfolds Saturday night in Joplin.
Well, Pete, it's always a pleasure, you know, and I love you being the voice of the Mustangs, but also, too, I love that you're back at it again one more year with me and with my second year, and hopefully for many more. Go Mustangs.